pay $800 to get my car fixed.
And I thought I had bad luck with cars. What's wrong with your car now?
I don't know. It's leaking antifreeze. And when he told me the price, I don't even know what he told me was wrong with it. I stopped listening when I heard the price.
You heard $800. You're like, nah, son. So. I understand completely. I understand. Yeah, that sucks, man. I know all about bad luck with cars because the last few months has been some of the worst months in my life when it comes to cars. Two accidents. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to talk about it. It'll make me mad. But yeah, that's a lot of money. That is a lot of money. Yeah. But yeah, but yeah, I bet. Everything else been good though.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, right. Well, we got a lot to talk about because it's gonna be some people whose week has not been that good. Or month, or whatever you want to call it. But y'all know why we're here, man. Episode 92 of Y'all Have No Idea Podcast. Biz Sky is here.
And I am Sean.
Welcome, everyone. How are you on this Saturday morning? Saturday, April 22nd, 2023.
I'm doing better than a lot of people.
Ooh-wee. Boy, oh boy. All right, so we're going to get started. Now, before we get started, this is allergy season. This is the worst time of the year for me. So I may sound a little clogged and you may hear me even sneeze a few times because, again, I can't control that. I'm sorry. So I just want to put that out there. But we're going to begin where we talked about last podcast. Your boy, Mr. Majors. Boy, he has a major problem. I'm going to have a lot of puns. I'm always going to be full of puns. We have a lot of puns. All right, Jonathan Majors, my man. All right, so we all know the situation that he is going through as of right now, with his, I believe it was his girlfriend at the time. You know, some people say that was his wife. That's not true.
I don't think he's married.
No, he's not married. But anyway, so I am going to read from thevariety.com. And it says, as Jonathan Majors prepares for a May 8th court appearance on domestic violence charge, his PR problems are about to get bigger. Sources familiar with the matter tell Variety that multiple alleged abuse victims of Jonathan Majors has come forward following his March arrest and are cooperating with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. The prospect of more women waiting in the wings would mark a dramatic turn in the case and comes on the heels of Majors' publicist and management firm cutting ties with the embattled actor earlier this week. So if y'all don't know what that means, he was actually cut from
his... So they cut. He didn't leave them. They left him.
They cut him. And it was a talent. It was a talent agency. One of the biggest talent agencies actually out there actually cut bait with him, which is huge. Remember what else?
Especially if they the people who's supposed to be cleaning up your mess, them leaving you would create more mess. So it definitely says a lot that they will cut their losses.
Absolutely. Let me continue reading. Jonathan, this is coming from his lawyer, his lovely, lovely lawyer. Jonathan Majors is innocent and has not abused anyone.
I can do that.
This is real easy. He ain't do it. He's innocent, guys. Jonathan Majors is innocent and has not abused anyone. We have provided irrefutable evidence to the district attorney that the charges are false. Oh, have you?
I was about to say, but he said to the district attorney, so he told them, he didn't tell us. But that's fine because he need to worry about him not going to jail.
Exactly. We are confident that he will be fully exonerated, says Major's attorney, Pariah, what is it, Chudery? I'm sorry, like I said, Chudery Board, but in a statement, that's her name. All right, this is what it says. I'm just going to read this little tidbit. The Creed III star was arrested on March 25th in the Chelsea neighborhood of Manhattan on charges of strangulation, assault, and harassment. At the time, an NYPD spokesperson said in a statement that the 30-year-old woman told police that she had been abused by Majors 33 and that she sustained minor injuries to the head and neck and was removed to an area hospital in stable condition. but Shotari C mounted an immediate and aggressive response, insisted that the actor is provably the victim of an altercation with a woman he knows, and suggested the woman was having an emotional crisis. A source familiar with the chronology of events said the attorney released the statement while he was still behind bars. In other words, everything that this lawyer has said, he ain't approved none of it. Gotta love lawyers, don't you?
So, who got the worst lawyer right now? Jonathan Majors or Young Thug in them?
Boy.
Who would you rather have?
Neither for 200, Alex.
No. You gotta pick one.
I gotta pick one. Fight
for your life. You gotta choose Jonathan Majors' lawyers or Young Thug and them's lawyer.
Well, if I'm in a fight for my life, I'm dead. Because either way it go, I'm going to lose. Let's see. How much jail time do I really want? Do I want 5 to 10 years or 15 to 20? It's a toss-up at this point. By the way, y'all, we have not touched this Young Thug RICO case.
Get there. Oh, geez.
Oh, my God. Where do we start? We'll get to that. Right now it's a hell of a tie, because boy, neither one of these people in these cases are looking good at all. Okay. It gets better. So I'm going to probably go to another source that has talked about this. But before I get to that source, all in all, this just looks bad all around. Mm-hmm. You talk about dead.
Mm-hmm.
This might be the biggest.
His lawyer should have never said nothing from the gate, because it was the whole, like, I got, what did he say? I got video evidence, and that never came.
Right.
And then you release these text messages where he admitting to, like, choking her or whatever. I don't even remember what they said, but I know they were
dumb.
Right. It's like, you have hurt the case more than you have helped.
Right. And that is, what in the world is that door? I hate when I go to another. Yeah, we're going to skip that.
A pop-up.
Yes, I hate pop-ups. Okay, stop. Thank you. All right, so I am going to read from the independent .co.uk, pretty much talking about the people that have pretty much cut bait with Jonathan Majors ever since the incident. This one's funny to me. Now, again, we are a podcast that keep it 100. And we may say some things that may have people look at us a little funny. So I am one to like to call out hypocrisy. This first one, again, it might get me in a lot of trouble for saying what I'm about to say, but this first one makes me laugh every time I see it. So the first individuals that decided to cut bait with Jonathan Majors was the U.S. Army. The U.S. Army. I want y'all to keep this in mind, that the U.S. Army has faced multiple lawsuits about the treatment of multiple
people in glass houses.
Boy. Boy. This is the same U.S. You know what? Let me just skip that. I'm not going to say that. Thereby. I'll skip that. His management, of course, we talked about that. The different brands that cut him. The Major League Baseball team, the Texas Rangers, mm-hmm. Who actually took out an ad campaign for Jonathan Majors.
Listen, spent so much money. You know how much money they lost?
Yes. Hold on a second. Is someone knocking on the door?
I say that as I hear somebody, like somebody might be about to disturb me next. Because I didn't tell nobody I was recording.
I'm so mad. I can't drop them off at school right now, but whatever. All right, whatever. Major League Baseball, Texas Rangers, they had an ad campaign that was supposed to be released. They never released it because of what happened. Film and TV project. So it was a movie that was supposed to be coming out, an adaptation of the Walter Mosley novel, The Man in My Basement. He has been cut from that. He was also going to be a part of the Otis Redding biopic. Otis and Zelma would have bodied that role. And if y'all have not done your research on Otis Redding was probably him and Jackie Wilson back in the late 1960s were probably the two leading R&B artists back in that era. And then, of course, Stevie came along and Marvin and blah, 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 blah. He got dropped from that. He was set to reprise his role in the upcoming Ant-Man movie. So this is what I want to talk about. This one. This is right here. This is the one. It's the one. Last podcast, we said Marvel doesn't just pick anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they are very particular on who they want to lead their brand. I want to remind y'all of something. Marvel has more than five movies that have hit over $1 billion dollars in the box office. One of those movies is the Ant-Man movie that this gentleman was in, along with other movies, of course, both in all Avengers movies have hit $1 billion. All of the Captain America.
Black Panthers haven't they?
Yeah, Black Panther. Black Panther, I believe, right now sits at fourth all time in box office.
Oh, that's good.
In other words, Marvel gets to the money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if you are going to be dropped, because it hasn't came out that Marvel actually dropped him yet. But if he gets dropped by Marvel,
it's over.
It's over. So, now I want to segue into something that I kind of wanted, we didn't discuss on the last pod, but I want to kind of talk about this time. And that is holding us accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the midst of this whole Jonathan Majors news that has came out, there's another universe out there
that nobody care about, really.
Nobody care about right now. Because they have gone through more changes than a baby changing diapers. Okay?
That Fantastic Four have been through so many. Is that's DC, right?
No. That's Marvel.
Fantastic Four is Marvel?
Yeah, my Fantastic Four is Marvel. They're Marvel First Family.
I could have sworn they were so terrible that was DC. All this time, I've been blaming. I apologize. I've been blaming DC for that kerfuffle.
Well, Fox owned the rights to Fantastic Four.
Oh, okay.
That's why it was as bad as it was.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense then.
Yeah, exactly. So, DC has another star on their hands.
That Ezra Miller.
Oh, boy. Okay.
That white man is a menace to society.
Yes, he is. Ezra Miller has been caught in so much controversy, I can't even name all the stuff that he's been a part of. I mean, kidnapping, domestic violence.
Like, legit. Like, we not playing.
This man was actually charged. So that's the difference between Jonathan Majors and Ezra Miller. Ezra Miller was actually charged with all of this stuff. Now, I don't know if Jonathan Majors actually got charged this time because I know he's going to court, but we shall see. But the reason why I want to point this out is because I see people draw parallels to Jonathan Majors, draw parallels to Ezra Miller, draw parallels to Dana White, who also was recently in the news for,
you guessed it. He beat the shit out of that lady.
Yes, he did. In public, no less. I'm going to say some things, and Sean, I'm going to ask how you feel about it. But I kind of want to bring this up because I see, and I understand people's frustration with the whole situation with Jonathan Majors and the attention that it got initially because, you know, but let me take a deep breath before I say what I'm going to say. Look, y'all, if you know how to play the game, play it the right way, you already know that you are at a major disadvantage because of who you are. You are Black, okay? You are a Black man running in these white circles. They will do anything.
Making real money, getting in real movies.
Exactly.
Not like these little ain't nobody gonna see them movies, like for real blockbusters.
Exactly.
Like, worldwide movies.
Right. If you know this, and you know that you are at this major disadvantage. Mm-hmm. You don't do anything to jeopardize that. I don't care what happens. And we're human. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to do things that may be, you know, very, very, you know, unpopular in the eyes of, especially in the court of public opinion. If you know this and you know that you are Black and you know that you are being watched, then why would you do the things that you do? Listen, I mentioned Will Smith on the last pod for a reason.
Because they still won't let that go.
They won't let it go. And this man had no spot, no blemish in his entire career.
And all he did was slap one person.
He slapped one person.
One time.
Right. Let's be real. The only controversy he had was the whole Jetta Huber situation with the Fresh Prince. Mm-hmm. That's it. Can't name nothing else. You can't. So, and you see how they treated him. That man got a 10-year ban for somebody disrespecting his wife on national TV. And everybody treated it as if he was King Von. I don't know if you have. Speaking of which, have you seen the documentary on King Von?
Listen, Antoine had me watching it. I said, I don't wish death on nobody. But that nigga.
Boy. And. I know we jumped from topic to topic, y'all, but if you have not checked out Trap Lord Ross's documentary on YouTube on King Von, it is 3.5 hours long.
Also a menace to society.
Lord, have mercy. God. But that's a whole other story for another day. But again, if you are Black, you have to make sure, and I hate to say it like this, but it's true.
It is the truth. Like, I mean, it sucks, but it is what it is.
Yeah. You have to watch yourself maybe 10 times over because you are Black.
But we know that, though. This ain't nothing new to us. Like, our parents have been telling us this our whole lives. I know my kids this. They gonna tell their kids this. Like, I mean, we know this.
Yep. And and yet and still, we fall for the banana in the tailpipe every single time. Especially when it comes to double W. Just saying.
You can't use your code.
Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all. So Sean gives the titles for every episode. I'm literally on my way. Oh, I don't know where I was going. I saw that title. I laughed for 10 minutes straight.
I asked Anton. I was like, is this too much? He was like, nah, I think it'll be fine.
It's funny. It's funny. In my music group, I'm probably going to add it to my music group. In my music group, when I posted the episode, they said, where the hell did y'all get that title from? I laughed. It was hysterical. It was hysterical. But anyway. But yeah, so I say that because I see people coming out and they were doing the comparison with Ezra Miller, mm-hmm. and they were doing the comparison with Dana White. They were like, what about these white folk that did the exact same thing?
I hate when people do that because it's like, we can do both. They all need to go to jail. They all need
absolutely
to have stuff taken away. I ain't absolving nobody.
Nope.
But the fact of the matter is, we know that when we do stuff, it's highly likely that we will not get the benefit of the doubt. We will not get the it's going to be okay, the sweeping under the rug. They're going to crucify us because they didn't crucify
them. That's right. That's right. We can't give passes.
No.
Look.
Not for no stupid shit like this.
Exactly. We can't. Because, again, we're in these spaces and people already want to see us fall. Don't give them a reason to want to get you out of here. Yet here we are with Jonathan Majors. And I can't feel bad for him because it's like, my G, you know better. You're 33 years old. You know how the game is played. You can listen.
You've seen it countless amounts of times. Like,
absolutely.
Was Nate Parker not enough of a cautionary?
Hello, somebody. Should have known. Mm-hmm. But again, that's what happens. And you got, again, you got to move better. Point blank, period. So we're going to continue to see what happens with this Jonathan Major news. I think it's a
once that Marvel news come out, he might as well go on. If he got a degree, whatever that's in, he better be looking for him a job.
Well, now they're trying to, people are trying to see who is going to be his replacement. I don't know who's going to be his replacement.
Who was a good idea that somebody suggested? What is that man's name?
I see that. What's his name? Dempsey?
Not Dempsey. I do not want to see Franklin say it. Aldis Hodge. He played Leverage. And okay. He was that little bird thing in Black Adam.
Yes, I remember. Okay.
He was in Underground. Oh, Underground. What a show. What a time. Oh, that was such a good show. Oh my God.
I'm so mad I missed it. I never watched a single episode.
So good.
I'm going to also admit that I've never seen Snowfall neither. So I know the characters.
Okay, listen, let me be honest.
Oh, boy.
I am a casual. Like, my husband watches it, and I'm in the room. So, like, I will look up and see stuff, and I'll ask some questions about it and go about my business. Like, right. I never just sat and watched no episode. So I watched it enough to know what was going on.
Right.
But I ain't never just watched like a full episode or really cared enough to watch. And I'm sure I've missed countless episodes, but I know enough to know what's going on.
Right. When I seen that it was this, the finale, I couldn't mm-hmm. relate because I didn't know. But again, I know the characters. I know the names, mm-hmm. but I've never watched a single episode. And I see so many people were so outraged at the finale. And I was just like, ugh. I was like, this
got what he deserved. It was appropriate.
Okay, heard. We'll catch up.
We'll catch up. You won't ever.
I will try. I did because I ain't watched a single episode of Game of Thrones, so I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing about none of these shows. You
losing on that for real. That's what
I. Yeah, I know.
Fantastic.
I know. So I heard, but hey, that's what happens, man. Well, that's what happens with you. You know, you live in a house where you watch House Hunters and AZTV for a living. You know, I can say that.
That's good TV, too.
That is excellent TV. It's excellent TV. All right, so we'll keep this train of when keeping it real goes wrong.
Oh, God.
Okay, let me set this up. Let me set this up perfect. Okay, if you are in an interview, okay, mm-hmm. this is why you have people... And you have advisors behind you to tell you what and what not to say when you are on a podcast interview or if you be an interview for a magazine online. Mm-hmm. So no one told David, what's his name? Choi. No one told him this. I watch Netflix shows, movies all the time. I heard a beef. I was like, oh, I'm going to mm-hmm. give this a try. The day that I looked it up is the day that this story broke.
I watched the first episode and then the story broke. I was like, oh, well, okay.
Why do y'all do this?
Invested.
Right. Why do y'all do this?
I don't know. But my thing is, like, I call bullshit on the it was a joke. It was too detailed. It was too, like, no. I call bullshit on it was a joke.
Right.
He was dead ass until he realized maybe this is not the best idea. And now that lady somewhere out there like, no, this really did happen, but she don't want to say nothing.
Right. This is career suicide 101.
It was a sickening story for it to even be false. Like, what is it? Why?
Yeah. Y'all don't know what we're talking about. I'm going to read from people.com. David Cho, Beef co-stars of the show, show's creator, have weighed in on his newly resurfaced distasteful comments. Amid the success of the new Netflix dramedy series, in which Cho plays an ex-convict Isaac Cho, ironically, the actor 47 came under scrutiny. Oh, it wasn't scrutiny. It was way more than scrutiny. For a March 2014 episode of his DVD ASA podcast in which he joked about being a successful about a successful rapist during the massage.
Because rape's funny.
Yeah, because it's a joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I am not a fan of rehashing old interviews. I'm not a fan of that. I think things can be left in the past and sometimes should be left in the past. Unless stuff like this resurfaces. Remember in the Jonathan Majors thing that we just talked about, we said, you know, it is certain things that certain people should just advise you on what and what not to say. David, you didn't have a publicist behind you tapping on your leg or your shoulder saying, hey, maybe stop. You shouldn't say it. No one gave you a or nothing. No one told you this was a bad idea.
Can you imagine being in the interview? Because if I'm in the room and you're telling me this story, like, when it gets to where it's going, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yes! So this
I'm not going to finish it, because what?
Right. Right. Then, he digs himself deeper. So he goes and addresses the doggone controversy. This is what he says. And I hate when people do this. Because, again, if you said it, own it. Mm-hmm. This is what he says. I never thought I'd wake up one afternoon and hear myself called a rapist. It sucks. Sir, need I remind you that you were on your old podcast and you said that you had a successful rape attempt? What did you think was going to happen? People were going to sing Kumbaya? No. No, David. He continues. Cho wrote on his website at the time, especially because I am not one. I am not a rapist. I hate rapists. I think rapists should be raped and murdered. Cho called himself an artist and a storyteller.
Okay.
And referred to his podcast as a complete extension of my art. Douchebag.
Let me tell you, Scott, you get your ass on here and tell me you're an artist and you get on some bullshit, it's gonna be a problem. Okay? We don't do that kind of art.
That's not art. That is stupidity. That's like, what that is.
What? Who do these people like? I don't understand the apologies, because what are you still saying to me right now?
Yeah.
Rape art.
Nowhere in the dictionary would that be under art. Idiots. And he continues to dig himself.
Entertainment.
Yeah. He doesn't make it any better with this next thing that I'm about to read.
Co-stars kill me with the, oh, there's no way you can stand behind that. There's no way. Nope. Because no.
Like, exactly.
There's no way I could be like, yeah, I know Skylar said that, but like, no, I look like an asshole. Like, no, there's no but. He is an idiot.
Yes. And grade A.
Probably a rapist. I ain't gonna say he is because I don't know, but if I had to bet my last dollar, I'd put it on it.
Right. This is what he says continuously on his, just this is like you're at 4 feet digging and you just really want to get to this 6 feet, don't you? If I am guilty of anything, it's bad storytelling in a style of deuce, the comedian continued. It's just like many of my pages are often misinterpreted. The same way goes with my show. The main objective of all of my podcasts is to challenge and provoke my friends and the co-stars on the show. We F with each other, entertain ourselves, and laugh at each other. It's a dark, tasteless, completely irrelevant show where we F with everyone listening, but mostly ourselves. Yes, everybody has a podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pretty sure my neighbors have a podcast at this point. Everyone on Earth has a podcast. That does not mean everyone should.
No.
If you don't have enough sense on a podcast to say, hey, maybe I shouldn't say this or maybe I shouldn't say that, and your guest or your co-host don't have that same energy.
The sense to stop you.
Yes. Chances are, guess what? You shouldn't have this podcast. See how easy it is? I'm pretty sure we have said things on this podcast that people looked at us with a question mark at the end of the sentence, okay? But I would never, if you know that it's something that you know you're not supposed to say, we don't say it. Especially that. I don't care what story I may have in my past. I don't care if it's, you know, if it's things that I just, and we have dark, tasteless humor sometimes. We crack ourselves up at stuff we know we shouldn't be laughing
Listen,
at.
You, everybody knows I have a dark sense of humor. But rape ain't never been funny. Never.
Will never be funny. You will never catch me laughing at something like that. You would never catch me laughing at domestic violence or sexual assault or any of those things. Because guess what? Those things aren't funny. There's a difference between dark, tasteless humor and just flat out being a sick asshole.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those times. And again, mm-hmm. you have a responsibility as somebody who is a podcaster to not do or say these things. But again, he committed career suicide, so he might be done. Oh, well. Should have known better. Now, I know his producers have come out, and they pretty much spoken about the incident. Let me see if I can find their quote. Executive producers and stars Ali Wong and Steven Yeun and beef creator Lee Sung-jin issue a joint statement to Vanity Fair condemning the comments. They said, quote, "A story David Cho fabricated 9 years ago is undeniably harmful and extremely disturbing. We do not condone this story in any way, and we understand why this has been so upsetting and triggering," they said. "We are aware David has apologized in the past for making up this horrific story, and we see him put in the work to get the mental health support he needed over the last decade to better himself and learn from his mistakes." So wait a minute, let me get this straight. Hold on. You fabricated the story? I didn't read that part.
You didn't know he was trying to say that was like not, that was the whole, like at the end he was trying to say, oh, this wasn't real. That this didn't happen.
So wait. Hold it. So you fake self-incriminated yourself over a story that wasn't even true?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like,
what?
The story was too detailed for you to be lying about it. That's why I'm not buying that it was fake. You did that shit. And that woman somewhere walking around saying, I'm the woman he did it to. But she just don't want to tell nobody. It was too detailed.
Excuse me. Wait a minute.
It was too detailed.
See, I didn't listen to the bit. I never listened to the bit. I just heard the story and I read
know
about
what
it.
What I was listening to. It might have been the Breakfast. I think it was the Breakfast Club. I think that's why I was watching his news. And
news.
And I think that they played it on there. And that's how I heard it. And as I'm listening to the story, I'm like, and then at the end, he's like, oh, ha, like this is a joke or whatever. And I'm like, nah, nigga, no, it's not.
You fool!
No, it's not.
So you mean to tell me this fool is about to lose his entire mm-hmm. career over something that allegedly was mm-hmm. not true?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This makes him a bigger idiot than I thought.
Mm. Welcome.
Oh, we're definitely about to move on from this story because the superlatives and the things that I was about to say might get us banned from YouTube. So let's move along before I move on. Well, I mean, this next topic isn't going to help matters, Eddie. Marcus Houston, hello. Oh. How you doing? We go from worse to worse. We go from shit sandwich to shit sandwich to another shit sandwich. Marcus Houston. Where do I freaking start?
He a pedophile and a groomer and he's trying to save it and not insulting single women of a certain age. Like, he just trash. He just need to go back wherever he was before we was talking about him and just stay there with his child and his daughter. And I meant that when I said his child and his daughter. Those two different people.
I know what you meant. I know exactly what you meant. Marcus Houston was in the news because for the life of me, I don't understand why these people, these celebrities, y'all don't know when to be quiet, do y'all? Marcus Houston was in an interview. Now, we covered this a while back. We're talking about Marcus Houston and his wife, his current wife right now. And there is a big age difference between his current wife and him. I believe Marcus Houston is our age, if I'm not tripping.
Dad nigga 42.
Okay, so he's a little older than us. Okay.
He was 19 and he was 38 when they got married.
But this is what got Marcus Houston looking stupid as all hell. Two things, actually. Number one, he said that when he met her, she was 17 and they did not speak. Mm-hmm. This is what he said. Mm-hmm. But he didn't talk to her until she turned 18. Mm-hmm. They got married when she was about to turn 19. Hey, Marcus Houston.
When do you court this child to fall in love and get to know? What got me is when he was like, we had a lot of friends in common. As the mother of a literal 19-year-old and a 16-year-old, I don't have no friends in common with these people. Like, because why would I?
Exactly.
What in what world are we running in the same circles? Like, what do we have in common with children? I don't like their taste in music. They play too much. They think they know everything, but don't know nothing.
Nothing, yep.
Like, where is this commonality coming from? What are these circles that y'all are running? How are they intersecting? Like, where are you hanging out that it is also appropriate for a 17-year-old to be hanging out? Like, that's the part where I just want you to make it make sense for me. Like, where are these circles that y'all are running in together? And then he was like, yeah, then with my wife, we just have the same interest and we are the same. So you're a child then.
Pretty much.
Mentally, you are a child because there's no way she is so mature that she's intellectually on your level at 19. There's just no way. So what the hell is y'all talking about? Like, these kids play sound like real noise. Like, for real. I don't get it. I know people I have children this age, okay, and I love them. Like, for real, love them. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't be around them like all the time.
Right. You need a break.
Yes, because they crazy.
Yes. Add to that, we were 19 once.
Yeah. Stupid.
Stupid as hell. Dumb. Okay? And the same thing that, Sean, that you're saying, our parents felt the same way. Our parents hated our music. Our parents hated our...
Tell me it sounded like noise.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'll never forget this. I'm going to tell a quick story, then we'll move on. I remember one time, I was in the living room. This is when Crucial Conflict's Hey came out. Right? Hey, it's still my jam, okay? All right. So my pops walked in the room. This is when Rap City was out, right? Pops walked in the room. I think he had just, either he was going to work or he had just came from where I had just came home from school. And this is when we used to record music videos, like, on off the TV. One at a time. Y'all have no idea what the hell we're talking about, kids, if you are watching this. Okay? He walks in the room. And I know the whole song by heart, by the way. This is my shit. So I'm sitting here just, I'm in the living room, crunk. You know, so I'm getting ready to do my homework. My dad walks in. He goes, "What the hell is this?" I'm like, "Dad, this is a group called Crucial Kind." He said, "Crucial who? What is this? This is awful. Turn this off." I'm like, "Dad, I'm watching Rap City." "What is Rap City? I don't listen. I don't want to hear this crap." You know, the only rapper at that time that my dad knew was Rakim. And the only reason why he knew Rakim was because of my brothers. Oh, he knew Run DMC. That's it. That's all he knew.
Sounds about right, because I couldn't tell you who these children be listening to.
Now.
You probably know way more. Well, obviously you know way more than me, because you DJ and music is your thing. But right.
But it's like...
And them Chicago rappers, don't even get me started on how the beat is here, and they...
You talking about the Chicago drill rappers?
Everywhere. The beat here and they anywhere but.
But anywhere but.
Everywhere but. I'm like, I can't do this. It's like they rap like white people dance.
Right. I get what you said.
I cannot.
Yeah, some of it is insufferable.
It bugs me.
Like for instance, Elijah loves NBA YoungBoy. I can't do it. Couldn't I try.
One song.
I know some couldn't of the tell songs. You the
beat of a song.
I know the songs.
I know about that boy is he got 800 kids by 800 women. One of them being Floyd Mayweather's
daughter. Weather's daughter. Yeah,
that's all I know about that.
Right.
Boy.
He got one song that I like in his entire catalog. Just one. Actually, like the freaking song makes no sense. I actually like that one, but other than that, I can't do it. He ain't the only one. It's a couple of them that I'm just like, this is insufferable. But back to Marcus Houston.
I was watching something and somebody said, was it him that said you can mold them?
Wait, what?
Don't give me the lion, but it was somebody on the interview. If it wasn't him, it was somebody else that's been in the news lately. That was like, they like the younger women because you can mold them. And I'm like, sir.
I hope he didn't say that.
Somebody said it. So it might have not been him, but it's some. I'm gonna find it and I'm gonna text you, and then we will follow back up. But somebody,
oh my God,
that you can mold them. And I said, yeah, we know that, but thank you for telling us.
Right. What got me was, and this happens every single time somebody knows that they caught into some controversy, they start using God quotes.
The Lord.
Every single. It is like. It is like every single time. It is like.
Why Nene is like, why am I in this? That's what Jesus said. Like,
Why am I in this?
Out.
Right. I did not anoint you to say that, sir.
Leave me out of this.
So he did this interview, right? And my takeaway was, why?
Who asked you? What are you promoting?
Like, right.
You came out of obscurity to blow your spot up for what? Because what you trying to sell us?
Right. What is the point?
And then he insulted women and he said, well, the women my age come with baggage.
And this is where, it's just like a downward spiral. Like, it's like you go from one extreme to the next. So then, let's bring that up. So then he goes, well, women my age, single mothers have all this baggage. And, you know, I just didn't want to date them because they come with all this baggage. And I'm like, nigga, they didn't want to date you.
What he really means is women my age gonna be able to see my bullshit.
Right.
I'm not going to be able to control women my age. I'm not going to be able to manipulate women my age. I'm not going to be able to run the okie doke on women my age. Yep. I can tell a child whatever I want. She don't know no damn better.
Right.
She don't know she being taken advantage of. I don't know if this is true, so I'm going to say this is a legend, and don't quote me, but the internet was saying that she was missing for a minute.
That's what I heard. So, on that note...
And then she popped up married to him.
Yes, because allegedly, now, I believe she's from Cali, and I think she came up missing all the way back when, and they found her, miraculously, they found her. And then she went, when she got found, got passed around to Mr. Chris Stokes.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I was reading.
Who has his own...
his own baggage, his own history. And then, well, when that Survivor Chris Stokes comes out, boy, yo, look out.
Marcus Houston probably need to be on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so, and then all of a sudden...
give him the right to do this to this child, though.
Yeah, because it's like, no one asked for none of this. Yes, you look like a groomer, homeboy.
He looked like I met her when she was 17 and I didn't talk. Stop it. Stop it. Like, no.
Because
not
again,
tell me these lies.
Yeah, because the math ain't math either, homeboy. No. So let me get this straight. And I'm not good with math. But let's break this down since we want to break this down, Marcus Houston. So let me get this straight. You didn't talk to her while she was 17.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you do? Text her on her 18th birthday saying, hey, big head? Is that what you did?
You waited that extra day.
Allegedly,
that ain't
right?
Nasty.
Right.
Like, I hate when people use that as an excuse. It's like, oh, she's 18. It's like,
she's still a
come
child.
On now. Like, morally, okay, legally now it's not wrong, but morally, you nasty as hell.
Exactly.
And if they lowered the age to 16, you'd be doing that.
Right.
And that's nasty.
So then you met her, you start talking to her when she was 18, but then she's pregnant by 19. Again, I'm not a mathematician.
Mm-hmm.
But she done had that baby until before she turned 19, Marcus Houston. We ain't stupid, bro.
He tried.
So what are you saying? No, again.
He red shirted her just like Tiger did Kylie Jenner.
Thank you. In the spirit of Tiger, he had. Dummy. And then he had the nerve to get mad that everybody was calling him a groomer. Well, if the shoe fits, sir, what do you want to do? Like if you wear a 10 and a half and you put a shoe on, that's an 11, it doesn't fit your feet. But if you put a 10 and a half on and you wear a 10 and a half, it fits your feet. All of this fits your feet.
Like we been knew you was a groomer. We've been new, because that's what everybody was saying when you married her. But now you just going, you feel it. What, are you feeling guilty? Like, who told you that this was a good idea?
Why? Look, hire me as your PR manager.
Listen, I told you. they paying these people way too much for nothing. Like, I know I can do a better job at this and being a lawyer.
Right, because look, I understand celebrities don't like to hear no. Too bad. You want your image to be what it is? Do you want your image protected?
Do you want to look like the pedophile that you are? Then go on the show. Otherwise.
My God, man. I just, for the life of me, I don't understand it, man. I don't get it. Just shut up.
No,
please.
They can't.
That's the problem. we'll move on from this nigga. It's weird. My favorite podcast is R&B Money by Tank and Jay Valentine. That's my favorite podcast right now. I saw that Marcus Houston was going to be on there. I didn't even watch the episode. I was so pissed. I'm like, you going to really waste my time?
You know, I'm not watching this nigga interview. They ain't going to ask him none of the right questions.
Of course they're not. Duh. You think Tate want to take that L right now? Hell no. So, I was so pissed. All right. I want to talk about, we'll keep it in music. Excuse me. So, I was today years old when I found that you had a TikTok. I didn't know.
I don't really.
Okay.
So I'm saying, what happened is January was making them, and I went to like view one, and it like made me create it. That it's just there. I don't even view TikTok.
Okay. First of all, TikTok is very addictive.
I hear, but I'm old.
It's nigga, what you think I am?
I'm just saying, I'm that old where I'm like, I got the app. I ain't trying to learn nothing else.
I get what you're saying. It can be a very, very dangerous rabbit hole to go under. Trust me. Trust me, I know. So, for the past like week and a half, 2 weeks, right? I have a TikTok. Mm-hmm. Y'all go follow me on TikTok. Big Sky on TikTok. I actually have TikToks, believe it or not. It's all like music related. So, don't look for nothing scandalous and crazy. I don't do none of that crazy stuff like other people be doing. One day, I'm going on TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing these songs being put out by different artists, right? Mm-hmm. But it's their voice on other people's songs.
Oh, the AI. Mm.
AI songs. Now, at first, I was listening to these AI songs. Some of them really do hit. I ain't even gonna lie. Because Rihanna on Tim's mm-hmm. On Tim's joint is so fire. I was like, this joint is so freaking dope. I was like, okay. So Eliza sends me one. And it's Kendrick on Kanye's Touch the Sky. That's fire. I'm like, what is going on? The best one I heard so far is Gunna and Lil Uzi Vert. Oh, Future's Way For You.
Yeah, it
is
me.
Freaking amazing how dope this is.
I know
is.
Who all of these people are, but I don't know what you're talking about. And I don't know who Gunna is because they calling him Gunna Tail now.
I will get to that in a minute.
That's the only reason why I know him.
Get to that in a minute. So I'm listening to these songs, right? And I'm thinking initially, I'm like, oh, like, dang, this is kind of dope. This is dope. Then I thought about it. Mm-hmm. This is very dangerous.
In life. For black people.
Yes. I know y'all may be listening to this stuff. And again, I'm a victim. I've listened to the AI stuff. And I'm bad. I you know, certain things I listen to it, I'm just like, dang, it's kind of dope. But if you really sit and think about it, right? Okay. And again, we're just getting started with the pod. So, you know, the following statements we might say. You know, let's just put it to y'all like this. Big Brother is always watching. Mm-hmm. I don't need to emphasize who Big Brother
especially
is.
Especially now we got Alexa, freaking everything is voice activated and face through recognition. That ain't by accident.
Yeah. The reason why this is dangerous, and y'all may not think anything of it, but I'm gonna try to break it down as best as I can. If you're putting voices on other, if you're putting your voice and you didn't record that, you didn't say that, you didn't put that out there, and somebody put something on your voice, that can mean major implications. Like, let's say you having a full, like, let's say me and you having a conversation, right? And they take a bit of like us saying so, or they take our voice mm-hmm. and enhance it for their own personal gain or whatever. And let's say we make an enemy out of somebody, right? Mm-hmm. And let's say they want to like do something.
Foreign country.
Yeah, exactly. And they put our voice like mm-hmm. saying something about a foreign country, like you said, a foreign country. Or saying something demeaning about somebody. But we didn't actually say it, mm-hmm. but they just used our voice to do it. Like, that can be catastrophic if it gets into the wrong hands.
Not to mention that I think of it like in a crime aspect. Like, yes, this just goes back to like my mama always telling me, get a receipt because you never know when you might need to prove that you was where you was at.
Like, right. Yeah, absolutely.
You could have somebody committing crimes and then now you trying to lock people up and they like, it wasn't me, but it looked like you, sound like you.
Yeah. And you can't really tell the difference between because technology is so advanced that they can really augmentate your voice to make it fit whatever they want. That's why
while we're in a munch.
That was funny as hell. I didn't go lie to you. It was funny. When I heard that, I said, y'all are creatively dumb. I hate y'all. It was funny. I was just like, "Why y'all really put Drake on munch?" I mean, it was hilarious. That I enjoyed that one. Pop Smoke's version of Munch was actually really good too, because it actually would be something Pop Smoke would actually be on. But yeah, it can be very dangerous. And I know we're enjoying it. It's fun. It's all fun and games right now. Until like you get like a hacker or you get somebody that it gets in the wrong hands.
Or like, what about passwords that are like voice protected or like facial recognition? Like all of that falls subject to any and everything.
Right. Absolutely. And so, you know, again, it's technology and everything. Hell, it's technology. And if you buy certain curtains, you can push a button and make your curtains go back and forth. Like, it's you're so stupid. Like, I mean, we just have to be careful. You know, I don't put everything on the internet. I mean, I love technology, but I have my limits on, like, the furthest thing I'll do technologically is get a Ring. I still want a Ring doorbell for my house. But that's about as far as I'm going. I'm not getting nothing where you put your button, you put your password in, and it opens your door to your front door. I ain't doing none of that.
That was out of there when I saw Scream. I was like, see, oh, that's convenient. And then I'm like, see, then somebody hack it, and now somebody can open your door. It's like, you know what? Some things I'm going to leave just very manual.
Yeah. Yeah. So, again, it's fun for now, but be very mindful on this entire situation. And the music industry is doing everything they can to get rid of all of this. Like, they're trying to rid of all of the AI infused songs. Well,
that's going to affect their pocket. And it's already with CDs and the way that it changed and these artists having more, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Control over their their careers and the way they make money, like,
so you know, this could be a huge problem if we don't fix this now, like right now.
I'm broke, so I don't know why they care about doing nothing to my voice.
I know, right? Right, exactly. Who is not safe is YSL right now.
Oh my god. Today.
Boy, good Lord Jesus. Y'all thugging them. Thugging them. Way back when. Young Thug and Gunna and other affiliates with the YSL.
I don't care what y'all say. Gunna, that nigga got out when the gettink was good. Look here. I ain't mad at you. Did what you needed to do. You did the right thing because them niggas going to jail.
Young Thug has been embedded with this whole conversation, Rico case. Okay, let me just put this out there for those who don't understand how big a Rico case is. This ain't Power, okay? This ain't Power. This ain't Snowfall. This ain't The Wire. This is real life. This is really happening to Young Thug right now. Do you know how much dirt you have to do in the street for the district's attorneys to bring a RICO case? What on God's green earth was Young Thug doing?
Everything.
I was about to say. I'll tell you. Young Thug and 13 others, and this is coming from the Rolling Stone, Young Thug and 13 others accused of gang and racketeering charges in Atlanta. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Watching this whole ordeal in case, the whole ordeal case, while this case is ongoing in the courtroom, I've never seen so many people in a courtroom look so stupid in the court of law.
Are they paying these people? Like, for real, these lawyers, they paying them, or are these people from the, like, public defender's office? Are they, like, working pro bono? They got to be free lawyers. There's no way these are for real deal, like, went to Harvard law lawyers. This man said that's cap.
In the courtroom, ladies and gentlemen.
In the courtroom. Talking to the judge, that's cap.
Yeah.
When I tell you, if I am the defendant and you're my lawyer, and you say that's cap, that's your last day. You gotta finish your sentence. Your Honor, time out. He got to go. Because what do you mean that's cap? Nigga, we ain't on the block.
Exactly. Sean.
For my life, I need you to be very, like, suit and tie, enunciate every, I need every syllable. I want you to use every word in the dictionary. Mm-hmm. That's cap? Are you kidding me?
That wasn't the only thing, Sean. Remember they snuck pills in the courtroom to give the Young Thug?
Another one.
Yes.
Another lawyer just got arrested because he was trying to... Them niggas need to go to rehab. I'm not risking my fucking license to bring you drugs because you going through withdrawal. You should have thought about that before you got locked up.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Okay.
This is real life. Like, you would think this was happening on television.
Yeah.
These people really fight for their lives, and the lawyers is bringing in drugs and speaking in Ebonics.
I want y'all to understand that this nigga Young Thug, 56 counts in gang and racketeering. Nigga. And 26 other people are a part of this. One of those was Gunna. This ain't no joke. Well, if I'm young, okay.
Were they doing this because this is how they were funding?
I don't know.
Or were they doing this just because they couldn't let the streets go?
I don't know. It's the same thing we said with King Von earlier. Like, okay, people literally lost their lives. And Young Thug was a part of all of this, allegedly. Right? Again, what is the lawyer? What is the job of a lawyer? I'm trying to get you out of this.
Now he got a book report.
Simply and because
that judge says 17 pages with 20 sources, APA format. And he said, you better not get nobody else to do it because I'm going to quiz you on it.
When I said,
oh my God, 17 pages or 20 days. When I'm trying to weigh them, they both sound terrible. I mean, I'm going to do the paper because I absolutely cannot go to jail. But goddamn, 17 pages?
Yeah.
20 sources? I do not envy him because Lord knows I hate to write papers. And I actually like to read and write, but I hate writing papers.
Y'all may not think that's a lot of pages in hindsight. It's a lot of freaking pages.
When you pinning gotta have all, sources.
Yeah, pinning all the activities that you were involved in 17 pages. Again, what the hell was you doing? These Atlanta
streets.
That's
what the lawyer got to do.
Oh, yeah, that's what the lawyer got to do. That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right.
The lawyer that assignment for saying that's cap. You got to write a paper on, I think, like professionalism or something like that. And it's got to be 17 pages, APA format with 20 sources.
Could you imagine?
Or going to jail for 20 days.
Could you imagine being in the courtroom? You got your lawyer sitting right there again. Your lawyer's supposed to, you know, get you out of this. And you hear all kinds of that's cap.
No, because like I said, he wouldn't have finished his sentence. I would have stood up immediately, like, he gotta go. Because what are you saying? This is a courtroom.
I told you. Twitter. So social media got people thinking that they can do or say whatever they want because they see other people's doing it in a TV show. Nigga, they ain't even say that's cap on power.
That's
nigga.
Cap.
Yeah. I laughed hysterically. It was funny to me.
He was gonna sound Gucci next. Like,
that's Gucci. Oh, he might as well say, shout out to all of my homies that's in the pen right now. Like, nigga. So we brought up Gunna earlier. I'm gonna read this little tidbit.
That's a smart man.
Eight other defendants, including Gunna, has accepted plea deals that ended in probation. Farley was also offered probation, and the deal was would have required him to admit in court that YSL was a street gang to testify in court. Okay. By the way, that's Farley's name is Gunna. So I just wanted, that's his last name. Okay. Everybody is mad at Gunna because they claimed that, oh, you ratted out Thug. Now, we don't know if he actually ratted out Thug. We don't know that. We don't know that. We don't know if he actually, named Thug as any perpetrator in anything that he did related to his RICO charges. We don't know that for sure. But it is rather convenient how Gunna is out here living his life scot-free. Especially if, Gunna, you are caught up in any kind of criminal
sound
activity.
Like it was a first come, first serve. And he said, y'all ain't gonna take it.
Right. Look, y'all, I'm not a street dude.
Ahead of that, and he needed them niggas going to jail.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
I don't blame him at all. They going to jail. Ain't no use of him going to jail with him.
Yeah. Look, again, I'm not a street dude. I ain't got no hands, no ties, and no streets. Not at all. I know the streets. Does not mean I'm in them.
Mm-mm.
Does this look bad on Gunna too? It all depends on how you look at it. Now, if Gunna was in the streets with the creating chaos and involved in criminal activity and he dimed Young Thug out, then yes, this looks bad. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you want to know the definition of snitching? I just described it to you. That's snitching.
Yeah.
But at the same time, what am I supposed to do? Sit there and rot in prison for the rest of my life?
Was he really involved in them?
But see, that's the thing. We don't know. But
I don't even really remember him really hanging out with them, like, or being.
Oh no, no, like, no! Gunna was with. I mean, they're on the same. I mean, pretty much Young Thug found Gunna. Pretty much. I mean, that's his artist at this point. So yeah, they're together.
Business. I don't know nothing about them because
yeah. So it's just all looks bad. I hope that, you know, whatever happens, happens. But I'm not about to be the stupid nigga to be like, free these niggas. I don't have no affiliation with them. And I'm not freeing nobody that is a criminal. I need y'all to stop doing that too.
I need y'all to put the rest of them in jail.
I agree.
I'm a prison abolitionist, okay? I am not a prison abolitionist.
Right.
Lock them niggas up if they did it.
There you go. Do the crime, down, do time, dog. Mm-hmm. Point blank, period. But I just think that saying that's cap in the court of law is just egregiously funny. I'm sorry. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. You want to know what's also funny? When people get mad on airplanes.
Oh, wait, hold on. Okay, well, go ahead.
Sean. I didn't watch the video at first. Mm-hmm. Not until you sent it to me. That might be the funniest video of this year thus far.
When he said, did that motherfucker pay extra bill? Took me out.
If y'all don't know what we're talking about. And I'm going to be brief. Now, what flight was it? Was it American Airlines? What flight was it?
I thought they said Southwest.
That sounded like a Southwest thing. That sounded more like a Spirit of Frontier thing, but whatever. They're on this flight. I don't know where they was flying to. I have no knowledge of that. There's this big...
No, they was going to Florida because he said, we ain't in Florida yet.
Okay, got it. Got it. Got it. I was
like five times.
There was this black man on the plane. No, it was not Samuel L. Jackson. There was no snakes on the plane. You would have thought it was the way this man was acting. Now, I've been on flights with kids. That are very, let's just say they won't stop crying. Now, it can be a matter of being afraid of heights. You know, your ears get the... Mm-hmm. Yep. Get the ears, get the popping. It's a weird sensation, weird feeling. You're in the air. All you see is clouds. For some kids, it may be exciting. For some kids, it's not. That's just how it is. I still remember the first time we took a flight as a family. Mm-hmm. Okay. All of us have rode the plane for the very first time. Me, my wife, and all my children, right? And we were not okay. Well, I was fine. I was fine. Andrea, on the other hand, not okay.
Ears
popping like popcorn.
No gum.
Nope.
Oh, y'all didn't know.
Nope.
We
were unprepared like a bug. Unprepared. So we're like, because we were going to visit my brother. My brother stays in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So we were going from Flint to Tulsa. So we were riding, and we're just like, this is very awkward. And then the plane had the nerve to like give a little shake when we first like pulled off. Yeah, it was not a fun trip at first, but then over time we got used to it, and you know we can fly anywhere now. We're good. You know, we're completely fine. Okay, that was before my youngest daughter was born. So this was Corinthia was like a baby. She was like two when we took our first flight to go to Tulsa. So I understand. Okay, you got babies on the flight. They ain't feeling it. Okay. That's beyond my control. However, this is a big however. If you have a baby that you know is not going to be quiet, you got to do everything you can to distract this baby, to make this baby be, because you're on a flight with hundreds of passengers.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have flown all week. Some people are tired. Some people have had a massive layover. Whatever the case may be, do everything you can to shut that kid the hell up.
Mm-hmm.
That is your job as a parent. Shut that freaking kid up. Well,
and you should be able to a certain extent.
Exactly. Because there's many ways that you can distract the kid from just making a bunch of noise. I mean, there's technology, you can give him some crayons or the coloring book. Something to shut this baby up. This
some
kid
candy.
What is something. Anything. Please, flight attendant. Come here. Let me holler at you. I know I have my limits to how much biscotti I can get, but can I please get another biscotti for this dog? Okay, shut this kid the hell up. Okay? Because not every plane comes with TVs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to find a way. This kid didn't shut the hell up. Okay? This black man is me. I am that black man. Okay? So I saw the first clip. The first clip was like the minute clip where he said what he said, which I paused. I ran out the room because I was laughing so hard. It was funny as hell. Funny as hell. But it was so many little Easter eggs in this video. The second video that I saw, it was so many little Easter eggs. And I said, oh, this is riveting television. So the reason why we saw this video is this white guy who has the phone like sitting on his lap, right? He's trying not to show the guy, but the guy is literally like adjacent from him. So you can see him, but you can't really see him unless you take the camera and like point it to the back, right? The funniest part of this video for me, outside of the black man saying what he's saying, is every single white person that's surrounded, they ain't say shit.
What was they gonna say, Skylar?
You know how white people are. You know how white people like to interject.
It's a legit big black man, because he was a big black man.
Nigga was huge. Nigga
was huge. What was they gonna say? Nothing.
I think it was huge.
The black person who did say something got cussed the fuck out.
Yes, he did. So I'm gonna let
it, because he should have minded his own business.
All right, so Sean, you see the video more than I only saw it one time. So you give the commentary on exactly what he was saying.
No, so he started off. I guess he was just like asking them to shut the baby up, and so like he's sitting in his seat. It's like a man and like a woman, and they talking to him. And then he like, no, y'all need to shut the baby up. And then he like, and you can't put your finger in my face like that either. And then the lady goes, oh, you're right, I'm sorry. And then he's like, y'all need to shut that baby up. And they trying to tell him to be quiet, but he like, at this point, he has snapped. Like, there's no rationale with this man anymore. It seems like he's already like tried to, can somebody get this baby to be quiet? Like he's already went through all the normal, appropriate de-escalating matters. And so now he's like, fuck it.
Right.
We all finna be yelling. But right. What got me is when the man in front of him was like, you need to shut up. And he's like, no, you shut the fuck up. Like
that was so funny. That was so funny.
I was like, but the baby is yelling. They like, but sir, you can't be yelling. But the baby, like, and I get it. Like, I have children. I have babies. I understand. First of all, that didn't sound like a baby that could not comprehend cues of being
thank
quiet.
You. That's that where I was gonna say that.
Not
yeah.
The cry of a newborn. That cry was the cry of a like 2-3-year-old child.
Right, right.
Who understands, shut the hell up. Them parents needed some shut the hell up, which you gotta grit your teeth, and that's what that baby needed.
Yep.
Ain't no way you finna let no 3-4-year-old, no 2-3-year-old cry and scream like that. And mighty funny, once he lost his shit and he got to yelling, hear the baby at the end no more. Miraculously, they didn't got the baby to shut up now.
Mm-hmm.
Ben did that.
Yep.
Y'all let this baby scream and And the man that told the grown-up to shut up, he was annoyed at the baby, because there's no way everybody was not annoyed that this baby had been
of course.
45 minutes.
Yeah. Look, I've been on flights where I've wanted to get up and tell this baby to shut the hell up, okay? And I'm like, somebody should have been saying something.
The flight and attendant.
Yes.
Like, instead of y'all being over here talking to me, y'all should have been up there. Is there anything that we can do to help
thank you
with you. The baby? Like, can we get the baby some this? Does the baby like that's what they should have been doing something with?
Yes, I agree 100%.
Never got to the point with the man snapping. Now listen, I personally wouldn't have handled it that way. But I ain't gonna say he was wrong. I will say he on the no fly list.
Nah, okay.
I hope Florida was his final destination.
Okay.
If it was not, he gonna have to find an alternative route home.
Okay. After I watched the video, my initial thought was, good. I applaud it. I applaud it. You wanna know why I applaud it? Look, we're parents, so we get it. Okay? I've been there. I've been on flights where I was just like, God, Shut the fucking kid the hell up, okay? That's where, for me, that is normal human emotion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how much of a flight attendant you are. You mean to tell me you, listen, I just served some flight attendants last night at my job. You want to know what these flight attendants told me through their double shots of tequila that night? They said, y'all have no idea what we deal with on a regular basis.
I can believe it.
It is certain jobs, especially nowadays with COVID and everything, that me personally, I wouldn't want to mess with. I already work in the restaurant business, okay? That is a hell of a business to work in. Being a flight attendant, with a whole bunch of different crazy people with different personalities. And oh my God, could you imagine being a flight attendant during COVID season?
No.
Nigga. All the stuff that they had to deal with people not wanting to wear their masks, getting mad at people that, you know, had their masks halfway and all of this other crap that they was doing during COVID season, right? They deal with a lot. So could you, I know a flight attendant that probably was like, you know, they taking their vacation, right? They long vacation that they want to take all year long, right? It's time for them to fly overseas and go like to Paris or Greece or somewhere. You got a kid on that flight that is crying their eyes out and won't shut the hell up?
Non-stop.
You mean to tell me you won't feel like how that man is feeling? That's bullshit, and I know
that's why I said I personally wouldn't have handled it that way, but I ain't gonna say he was wrong.
I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. Hey, it is what it is. So I'm not putting him on no fly nothing. You can fly. Matter of fact, you can fly the next flight, my brother.
I wouldn't put him on the no fly list, but if you think of nigga that big gonna be yelling on an airplane around white people.
Yeah, man, that's true. That's true.
He's gonna put him. He don't deserve it, but it's gonna happen.
Right.
I just need him to be prepared.
That's true. That's a good point. So, hey, man, I don't think he was wrong.
No, he wasn't wrong. Them parents is wrong. Somebody should have legit been like, get your damn kid.
Good point. That's a good, very good point.
No way I'm finna sit while my kid, because I don't want to hear you crying for 45 minutes. So no, I'm finna not sit here and let you scream. Are you kidding me?
Right. All right, we're gonna keep this going. Now, I did not add this to the top of the list, but I'm pretty sure you heard about this story, and this will probably be one of the last things we talk about. I had some other things that I wanted to talk about, but I'm gonna save one of those things because it is ongoing right now, and I need to see if the Boston Celtics are actually going to make it to the second round before I make my prediction. By the way, hey, Dylan Brooks, look at me, King. Look at me.
Is that the one say LeBron got to drop 40 on him?
Look at me, King. Look at me. Leave that man alone. LeBron is 6'9", 265. I know LeBron looks like a very nice guy. Go ahead, keep getting in his face if you want to. I just, you know what I want so bad? Because I know everybody think, you know, when it comes to LeBron, they think things are sweet. And I know that LeBron is the face of the league, but I just want him to knock this nigga out just one good time. I want Dylan Brooks to catch his face so bad when it comes to LeBron James. I know I should not promote violence, but it's only so many times you go, quote unquote, talk about poking this bear. And discrediting me like I ain't one of the greatest of all time. And you go quit poking me, boy. Because I'm going to knock you the hell out the next time you get in my face. I just wanted to put that out there. So I'm going to leave the basketball predictions for later, for the next pod, because it is ongoing. And yeah. Sean, did you hear about this story down here in the great state of North Carolina involving this substitute teacher and this student over that cell phone?
The one that didn't have no panties on?
Yes, her.
She in school like that. Like,
yeah, I know.
Why?
I don't know.
You were going to a high school. Why you ain't putting no panties on? Like that's where she missed me. Like, why is your whole ass out?
Hey, I can't answer that one. I can't answer that. I know. But let's continue on with the story. Lady was a substitute teacher. Oh, okay, let me actually read this report. It's coming from ABC11.com down here in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, which is actually not right outside of Raleigh. A student and a substitute teacher at Rocky Mount High School have both been charged after they were involved in a fight, police said Wednesday. The fight happened Monday morning. Police said the teacher, I'm not going to even do it because, no, you're not going to get me to pronounce this name wrong. And shut up, Sean. And this is caller X Xfield. How about that? called Egg Steel, and a juvenile student were involved in the altercation that went, which went viral after a video of the incident circulated on social media. In the video, the student and the teacher can be seen arguing about a phone. That soon escalated to them hitting each other repeatedly and eventually grappling to the floor. Steele was charged with simple assault. She received a written promise to appear in court and was released. The student, who is not being named because of age, was charged with simple assault via juvenile petition. No injuries were reported during the fight. Steele has been employed with the Nass County Public School System for about a year. The incident comes as North Carolina lawmakers are considering a new bill that would enforce stricter penalties for assaults on school workers. You saw the, did you see the video?
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts?
The only thing the teacher did wrong is that she didn't wear no panties that day. That was her only crime. Because that little girl was all the way wrong. First of all, the way the desk set up, it's like she had to walk by so many barriers to get her Billy Badass back there. And then it's like, oh, my mama, you gonna give me this phone. And then she hit that lady. So, yes, you bring your ass all the way back here. I'm telling you, you're not gonna get your phone. I'm steady moving out the way. You steady, like, you done back me into a corner. And then you hit me? Yeah, I'm gonna beat your ass. I'm sorry, but I'm about to beat your ass. Like...
Yeah.
And then it wasn't too bad. It wasn't like she was really like trying to harm her. Like she just did what she needed to do and she pinned her down and she asked for more help. It was a reasonable amount of force. And I don't have no problem with what she did. As a mother of a teenager, if my child took her ass behind the desk and assaulted the teacher, if the teacher would have done that to my child, from what I saw in the video, I wouldn't have had a problem. Because it wasn't like she was like really trying to beat the little girl ass. Like it was just enough for what she deserved. So no, I don't have no problem.
And I don't either.
She just needed no panties. That's all she did.
Sean, good God.
I can't because her whole ass was out. That was me. Like, the whole world see your ass. Like, and it's like, girl, what was you doing? Why was you dressed like that at school?
You're teaching no less. And there's your little honey boys up in there probably like, that's hey, that I'm teacher saying. Thick as hell.
Yes.
Like I was thinking that the whole time. I was like, dang, she kinda thick. God dang. But I'm like, she got her panties on, boo. Baby. Why you got no drawers on? You thick, but you ain't got no drawers on, babe. I'm thinking that. I can only imagine what these little, come on, man. We talk about some teenage boys. You already know that's what they was thinking. But it's neither here nor there. Let me tell y'all something. Okay. I thank the Lord that none of my kids have ever been kicked out of school. Ever. Not one of them. Praise the Lord. Here's the thing. First of all, it starts at home. We know this. Starts at home. If you're not raising your kids to respect authority, that's problem number one. The little girl didn't respect authority. Number two, and I tell my daughters this now, especially in school, don't pull your cell phone out in school. I'm paying for the cell phone. You are not about to be on your cell phone while you're in school.
Because what you need for?
Exactly. Unless it is a need. And that need has to be approved by teachers only. Because my rule stands, do not be in your school on your cell phone. Do not.
It's for emergencies only when you at school.
Thank you.
And if the teacher tell you to give it to her, then you give it to her.
And
then I will talk to the teacher afterwards to discuss why it was taken. And from then on, you don't take it upon yourself to be like, my mama said. No, don't embarrass me like that because you know better.
Exactly. If my child was in that situation, you know what I'm going to do? Nothing. Why did you walk around the desk, fool?
Yeah.
That's question number one.
It was a legit barricade. Like, it was the desk. And then it was like a side desk. Like, she really had to go around to get back there.
Yeah.
Over no business back there.
Right. Over a cell phone that I took because you was on it when you weren't supposed to. And you think I'm going to be on the teacher? And you think I'm going to be on your side? Heifer, no. You're in trouble when you get home. Big time.
Might as well have to let her have a cell phone because you'll never see it again.
Thank you. You know what I'm going to do to that cell phone?
Cell phone, the console, the Chromebook,
yep.
The TV.
Yep. All gone. All of it. I'd have broke that TV right in front of you. I'd have broke that phone right in front of you. I don't care if I'm paying for it. I bought that cell phone. This is my cell phone. Yeah. Blah, like, splat.
My mom used to tell me that. You just borrowing it. Like,
this thank you.
Room. This is my room. You just
man, here. Look. Let me
I'm
tell you something.
Letting you use it.
Let me tell you something. You want that Andrea's favorite line right now? Her favorite line right now to tell these kids, you are a guest here. That's her favorite line. That's her favorite line to tell the kids.
And not so much cracking. A welcome one at times.
I've been cracking up laughing. She be telling the kids that they guests here and I'll be dying. She's not. What bill are you paying? Huh? Is your name on the
not
mortgage
a
statement?
One. You ain't not a one. Ain't paying a bill, ain't buying a food. Nothing. You ain't doing that but taking from the pot. You
hello, somebody.
Adding nothing to it.
Hello, somebody. And you think you about to go to school and nut up over a cell phone?
You have embarrassed me. I am embarrassed.
Yeah. And now, because you decided that you want to attack the teacher, now it's on public record. You can't get that off your record unless you take, you know, they'll take certain type of classes, sensitivity training, blah, 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 blah. Maybe they can exonerate you, get it off your record. All right, cool.
She can't go back to that school.
No, she's done.
And what other schools is going to take her? Because why were you suspended from that school? Oh, no, we can't have that here.
No. Now I gotta worry about that, too. Mm-hmm. Now I got to figure out what the hell school I'm going to put you with.
And if they lock you, I tell Larry, you, all my kids, you go to jail. Don't call me.
Absolutely not. To lose my number.
I
don't know
you. I never had to call my parents from jail. So if you go to jail, do not call my phone because you have wasted your one phone call because I'm hanging up on you. As soon as they collect call from the...
Sorry. Do you want to accept this call? No.
No.
No. I do not want to accept this call. No. Yeah, I saw that story and I said, because everybody was pretty much was like, well, the teacher should have did more than, you know, to not put. I hate y'all. I hate y'all. No.
It's all about accountability. And she is
absolutely
not 2 years old. She's a teenager. She was showing out for her classmates. And
yes.
She didn't expect for that teacher to actually beat her ass. Because when she was on the ground, she was like, but you a teacher. Yeah, she was a teacher when you assaulted her.
Does a teacher mean she's not human? Did she lose her human rights the minute that you came around that desk? No.
She snatched off her edges. And you know edges. It's hard to come boy. By. You know that is sensitive, especially in the black community. And you know, she said she snatched off like 2 inches.
Yeah. A black woman's edges?
She lucky that teacher didn't do her dirtier than she did and you just snatched my hair out my head. And it probably ain't going to grow back.
Look, I done seen some teachers do some stuff to some students lately. That was light compared to the stuff I done seen. I done seen students get a hole knocked out. Okay? I'll never forget this story. My oldest brother, he used to work for the Las Vegas public school system, right? He's a dummy, but I can say that because he's a dummy. I know this is a podcast he's gonna listen to. I don't care. What are you going to do to me? Beat me up? He's old. He can't catch me. Anyway. So, a student got in his face. Now, my brother is 6'2", 230. My brother's a big boy.
Mm-hmm.
Warned the student. Get out my face before it turns ugly. Student went back down. Okay. I'm going to give you one more time to get out my face. And if you don't, I got to treat you like a nigga on the street.
Ain't move.
He didn't move. As my brother was about to grab this little nigga neck, everybody came running down.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Mercy.
He was about to choke this little boy.
Well,
hey.
Teach the kids at home. What? Raise you. Your kids so the streets and everybody else don't have to.
Right. Oh, well. Mm-hmm. Listen, you know we went to school. You know we went to school together. Listen, and you know this just as well as I do. It is a few teachers in my school. There was nowhere in the hell I was getting in their face. God rest Mr. U-Finger Soul. You think I was about to get Mr. U-Finger Soul? Oh, I love that man. He was my favorite teacher. Love that man. You think I was getting in his face, though?
Miss, what's her face? Was it Miss Ehrlich?
Yes.
That was my favorite.
Yeah, that's my girl. That's my girl, too. I love Miss Ehrlich. I loved her. Loved her dearly. But I wasn't about to get in Mr. U-Finger's face. He was known for cussing students out. His favorite speech was, get the hell out of my classroom. He always used to pull people out. Like, it's just certain people I just knew to not get in their face. But I was raised right. I wish I would.
Can you imagine? You done put your hands on the teacher. And now they gotta call your parents? Oh my God.
Sean.
Lock me up. Please Sean, lock me up.
I am talking to you with breath of life. Had that happened in high school, this podcast wouldn't even exist right now.
Can y'all don't call her? Just go and put me. I'll go to jail.
Exactly. Are you kidding me? My mom and daddy? Hell no. Dead.
My chances with the criminals.
Thank you. Put me in county jail.
Right.
Because I gotta go home. I don't want to go home. Heck, no, keep me here. Listen, yes, I will sit with the inmates before I gotta go home.
That's why I say I'll take my chances with the criminals. Lock me up. Please lock me up.
Man, what? But see, man, I'm telling you, that's missing with parents nowadays, bro. I don't see it as much as I used to see it, but boy, back in the day, ooh, the man, because my parents is baby boomers, so they didn't experience everything, okay? My parents didn't see a lot of stuff growing up, especially my father because he was a darker-skinned man. So he dealt with a lot of racism growing up. I done got hit by this nigga. And my daddy used to be the one that wore the 10 ring. He wore rings on every finger. He was that dude. I done seen him knock niggas out. Ain't no way on God's green earth I was going to do anything remotely close to what that little girl did and think that I was going to come home and be safe. Like I was just going to come home and
I'm
just sit in my room
home.
Chilling.
I don't know what you're talking about because I ain't going home.
I'm trying to tell you.
If I didn't done something that stupid, I'm not going home.
No, I'm a runaway.
Because why?
Right.
Not safe.
I am officially a runaway. Now, I'm not, no. Man, get out of here, man. Anyway, so me being down here, I done heard this story a million times already. I done seen the video a million times already, so I already knew what was going to happen. But yeah, man, parents, we got to be raising our kids right. We got to be making sure that we're protecting our babies and making sure that, you know, it starts at home. Yep. Behavioral issues start at home. They emulate what they see us do. Or if we're just letting them roam freely without discipline, that child is going to be lost. If you do what you got to do to discipline your kids, listen, some people don't whoop their kids, some people do. That's a whole other discussion I'm not getting into. I don't tell people how to, you know, discipline their kids. But they need discipline regardless. Regardless of how
you need to do something.
Something. Because that stuff...
Run amok.
Thank you. Because that stuff should never happen under any circumstance. So, I was going to talk about Jim Jones and Pusha T. I'm not going to talk about that because I think it's just stupid as all hell. And I hate Jim Jones right now. I am mad at that man. Just shut up.
When I tell you.
Shut up.
And I have been cackling because he ain't wrong, but he also ain't one to talk. I find Pusha T songs. But I also cannot name five Jim Jones songs. I only know one, and that's Ballin'. But I also cannot name no Dipset songs. So I really am not the person for this conversation.
And you know what? I can, and Jim Jones is loud and wrong. Sir, if we gonna keep it a book.
But I also don't have Pusha in my top 50.
And that's fine. If you don't have Pusha in your top 50. Jim. I hate that you're dragging me down this hole. If you don't have Pusha in your top 50, that is perfectly fine. But to act like this nigga ain't been part of the rap culture for 20-something years, now, nigga, grinding is better than any song that Jim Jones has in this catalog. So knock it off, nigga.
I couldn't dispute it because I don't know what's in there.
You remember grinding?
No, I'm saying you said it's better than anything in Jim Jones' catalog, and I said I can't dispute it. I'm just saying,
and I'm just like, Jim Jones, sir. You are on Love & Hip Hop.
Is he doing this because Drake brought them out?
At yes. Apollo? Yes. Yes.
Drake let him be somewhere else.
Yes.
Because if that man ever respond, it's going to get ugly. So I hope it's worth it.
Yeah. Because what is Jim Jones going to do? Hire Cam'ron to write his raps again?
I don't know.
Like, whatever. But I don't even want to.
I'm just kicking at it because it's all funny to me.
Right. And I like Jim Jones, but dog, knock it off. Like you real loud for somebody that just got an OVO cosign. So chill out, bro. But anyway, that's going to wrap. I did not want to end this episode like that, but we're going to wrap this on up, Jim Jones. But anyway, you got anything else you want to add?
I don't think so.
Already.
Oh yeah, I do. Somebody tell Draymond Green that this is the NBA and not the MMA. Ain't that what it is? MMA.
Uh-huh.
I think he got his alphabets mixed up with his ugly can't close his. Ugh. When I say I can't stand that man, and I know you
can't stand that man.
Professionally happened to him. I hope they lose. I want them to not even make it to the second round. And I like the Warriors. And Clay all right with me. Steph all right with me. Even Steve Kerr is all right with me. But I want Draymond Green to lose everything.
Okay.
Hate him.
I don't think he should have been suspended for that. But because his reputation precedes itself, it was par for the course.
Why?
That's
because
all I can say.
Grabbed his leg.
Well, no, Sabonis was doing some stuff earlier in the game that should have got him kicked out of the game, but that's it's neither here nor there. But
it was like a payback situation.
Yeah, it was probably like a receipt. It was a receipt. He gave a receipt.
Well, I don't care because I ain't see that. So, and I don't like him.
But hey, we're going to see what happens further in the playoffs. I wanted to wait till the second.
It's 2-1 now. They're going to let him come back. You know they're going to come back.
Yeah, because the NBA.
I would love. For them to go home now.
But, I mean, well, we'll see. We'll see. I don't have a prediction yet. And that's another reason why I didn't want to say the NBA, because I don't know who I'm picking yet. So, it is what it is.
Well,
I already know who
I got my team.
Yeah. Anyway, that's going to wrap this episode up on that note.
No. God loves the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you should too.
I would say God loves the Detroit Lions, but the Detroit Lions can't stop gambling like idiots. So
I don't even know what they got going on.
Oh, I'll see you the article. 4 Detroit Lions are suspended from the NFL because they was gambling when they weren't supposed to.
They was gambling on the game or just gambling?
They were. I can't exactly remember what they were gambling on, but that's part of their conduct policy. You are not allowed to gamble as an NFL player. And they know this. 4 Detroit Lions. Yeah, 4 idiots. And one of them is a star receiver on the team, Jameson Williams. Idiots. But again, I would say, you know.
Oh, congrats to Jalen Hurts on that Brinks truck.
Oh yeah, the bag, the highest play player in the league now, and he has one of the richest contracts in sports history. Shout out to that man. Now you got to go
and
win
his agent.
And his agent, absolutely. Absolutely. Now you got to win, Jalen. Now you got to win. Now you got to back that Brinks truck up. Let me borrow $1. But anyway.
I'll take 2.
There you go. All right, y'all. Episode 92 is in the books, man. Y'all holler at us on all podcast platforms. We will drop live feed for y'all shortly.
You already know what the title is.
What? Text me the title. Don't even say it. Just text me the title. I know it's going to be something silly, but just text me the title. I think I know where this is going. But I will. We going to wrap this up, y'all. Until episode 93, we'll see y'all next time. Peace.
Peace.